September, the Israelis came and destroyed about 12 houses, 12 families, 12 houses here on the 16th of September. The numbers are about
120.
All the women and children have left from here and they went to Tubas and
Beda.
And Beda. So only the men are left here. And Tammun as well. So all the women and children are in Tammun and Tubas, and only the men are here.
تقريباً هسه صلنا شهر بنوفي الشهر لأنه 16/9 واليوم الشهر 13/10 تقريباً بنوفي الشهر ولا أي شيء عارفين سوى أي شيء كل ما نبني خيمة شو بهدوها كل ما نبني أي شيء شو هدوه.
So it's been 1 month since incident occurred, nearly 1 month. Today is the 13th, and the incident occurred on the 16th of September. And ever since, we've been trying to rebuild, but the Israelis have been demolishing and not allowing us to do anything here.
الغنم هسه عنا بتولد. طبعاً صار لها شهر بالشوب صارت تموت من الفشي. البهم الصغير صار يموت من السكعة في الليل وفي النهار شوب مش عارفين شو نسوي ما حداش يعني ما حداش كركان فينا خط العريض ما حداش كركان فينا من مرة من الحانة
من البرد الغنم الغنم okay so the sheep have been ايش البهم newborn sheep. Newborn sheep have been dying from the cold during the night because it's cold here and the sheep have been also suffering.
برضو يعني أصحاب الأرض برضو مش متعاونين معنا اللي يعطونا طاب واللي نثبتها لنا. المحافظة تعهدت تجيب يعني إحنا كلناهم يعني تقدروش تجيبونا وراء كلنا بنار حنثبتها لنا لأنه هسه خسارتنا لما تبلش الغنم تولد والبهم يموت والغنم أنا بدو تعرف علينا أنا بدو يساعدنا يعني إحنا مصدر رزقنا من الغنم بس يعني أنا والاختيار هذا وكلنا يعني هسه لو نبيع الغنم ولا شو شو
نشتغل
ولا إشي مثبتين الارض بالرقم هذا اول شيء بس ما حداش متعاون معنا من مره يعني
okay the owners of the land have not been helping us at all and we've been greatly suffering here
وانه يعني their presence here will protect the land and will keep it from being confiscated and therefore they are demanding to have like a kind of a title deed for the land so that they can they can be present and they can continue their presence in this area.
And because their livelihood depends very much, as you can see, on the livestock, on the sheep, etc. It's their lives have been threatened now.
Who are the owners?
Me and the owners.
No, it's another Palestinians from Tammun and from other. So now the governor office is in charge and they are trying to find them. So that they will bring in a kind of an attorney from those landowners for the people here so that they can still they can do the construction and they can continue their lives here.
يعني انا يأمنوا لي للغنم الصغير اللي بتلد يأمنوا لي اياها بنام برا بهمنيش انا بحط عليه شبكة بلاستيك وبطن بس يا عمي هذا موسم لما هسه الغنم ما يأمنش مثل ولادها الصغار وصوت موت معناته برحل بهد برحل على منطقة ثانية أمينة إلا أمن مستقبل غنمي.
Now it's the season of the sheep breeding, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
And because of the, given the circumstances now, the sheep are dying, and all what we're asking for is to save the sheep and the goats and etc. that our livelihood depends on.
Yes. So all what we demand is a place to is a shelter.
Shelter.
To have the small babies just inside this shelter so that we prevent their death. And then otherwise we will be obliged to leave here if we don't have any shelter for those babies to save our season at least and to save our livelihoods, then we will be obliged to leave this area.
إنها الساعة يعني موسمنا فيش مجا يعني نفس موسم حصيدي أو نفس إجداد الزيتون وإحنا هسه موسمنا أول سنة
نعم
تركز عليها العيال كلها يعني.
صح.
إذا ما حداش يعني اعتنادين ساعدنا بنينا ضربت ضربتنا يعني أنا من مثل بقول شيخ طب راسعش المخرج.
صحيح.
فعلا كيف واحد دحانه ما بقدرش
يسوي. ولا يمكن بس أنت هلا أنت بتقول إنه انبنت أربع مرات يعني خلال شهر.
آه.
وأنت لو بدك تبني أي شيء راح يهدموه.
أيوة بس.
طب شو الحل يعني كل شو الحل؟
الحل إنهم أصحاب الأرض يساعدوا يعطونا طابو. لانه في جماعه اثنين يعني راحوا الزلم هذا منهم راحوا محامي على سالم وقدموا ترخيص. احتمال هسه ما يصيبوا همش
مع اصحاب الارض طابو
فيها طابو المعين
رحنا على سالم ورحنا على
طابو. انتوا عارفين انهم
اصحاب الارض
عارفين
مثلا فلان وابو فلان
وفلان وابو فلان مبينين
يعني مبينين احنا وروحنا عليهم اشي بشد وشي برغي. واحد بقول لك بمشي معك بوقع وكل شيء شنو الثاني اخوك قال لك انا بينينيش انا بعطيكم مشرد يعني
Now what I'm trying to discuss with them is who are the landowners and why they are not so acting so fast so that they can give you the title deeds. As you know, we have a problem here since this land is like due to the inheritance law. The land is divided among too many like brothers and sisters and cousins, and therefore collecting all those together is not an easy task. They identified a number of them. Some of them already gave the attorney to some of the people here, and the others are still being searched to identify who are they and how they can get this kind of title deeds from them. It will take some time, yet some of the owners either not present here or some of the owners are even careless, you know, just they don't care about what's going on, which is another issue that we have to deal with.
يعني برضو يا للأسف على وزير الزراعة. وزير الزراعة ما زارناش ولا وجه مثلا حدا اللي طل علينا. طب انت وزير الزراعة مسؤول عننا. مسؤول عن كل الثروة الحيوانية. مسؤول عن المزارعين. طب زورنا زيارة يا اخي. زيارة بس شوف الشعب. شوف العالم هاي المرمية هون. ويا حياتنا من تنادي.
They are also, you know, they're feeling sorry for the Minister of Agriculture because he didn't come. He didn't visit after the demolition. And therefore, you know, as a kind of a responsible person on agriculture, on livestock, as part of the agriculture, they were expecting him to at least visit or send someone, some official, to see what's going on and see how they can assist. As if we are hanging in the middle, neither in the sky nor in the earth. So we are just still waiting. We don't know what will happen to us.
طبعا احنا حطينا محامي صار جلستين المسؤول المنطقة هون كل مرة غيب. هسه مأجل لأبو شريط يوم الأحد. ما نعرفش المرة برد غيب ولا يجي.
They hired an attorney, law attorney, so that they can defend their presence here. Yet every time they go to court, the responsible on this area, the Israeli responsible on this area, doesn't show up at the court, and therefore they are postponing and postponing. They don't want to face legally because they know that they have no legal credential to just evacuate the area. But for this reason, they keep like postponing and postponing so that the action taken by the army is seen as if it is like legitimate because there is no final rule for the area.
How long have they been living here?
قديش صار لكم هان تقريبا؟
من 30 ل 85 انا الحمد لله قبالك
من 30 ل 35 يعني between 30 to 50 years
مشايخ يعني عدنا حوالي 30 سنه تقريبا هون لا اعطونا تنبيهات ولا قالوا لنا ارحل ولا اي شيء ما وعنا هج الرفات الا الصبح الساعه 3 الساعه 4 ونص تقريبا الصبح والقيام الثاني بدوا من هون وسندوا اول باول.
So we have been living here since almost 30 years.
ينبهوا على الناس وهذا ويعطوهم اختارات اما هاي شغلتنا يعني لا هي على المال ولا هي على الدين.
So we've been living here since 30 or 50 years. We have never received a kind of an alert, no, an alert saying that we are not allowed to live here. All of a sudden, like in the morning, the bulldozer, the Israeli bulldozer came and started bulldozing everything without giving us a notice or prayer notice that we need to evacuate or we need to leave the area.
It was on September, on the 16th.
16th September. In the morning, the bulldozers came and started demolishing without a prayer notice.
And it was the only time that happened here, or they had already done it before?
No, not here. In other places, yes, but okay. Not in this place.
Ah, okay.
In this place, this is the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
Before any other prayer notice, you know. Right. So this is another issue that is also
they want
very
to raise.
Important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They took everything. They took like the tents, the shelters that it is here, the solar panels and some of the solar panels. The army took everything. They confiscated 3 cars. So anything here that we built here, 7 latrines for the sanitation, they took them. Like PSG built them here, they took them. So it's nothing. We're trying also to assist in like water tankering. We give them like support in getting water through tankers. But again, this is not, it is a kind of an emergency help. It's not really something, it will help them stay here, yet it will not protect the season for them. The newborn babies need some shelter to be like, to be protected from sun and protected from cold in the in during the night. Otherwise, then they will have no season, and therefore it's going to be pitiful. They will lose everything.
So they receive like a kind of, I don't know, it's help or emergency help with the water?
Yes,
that's the way
we deliver water to here, not only here, all the kind of Bedouin communities around. We deliver the water at a subsidized price.
Yeah.
We give them coupons, and they go and pay for the, like, you know, and then they can get the water that they will need for